Sponsored by vivagreen-greensax.com, compostable bags for home and garden.
103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
Good afternoon and welcome to Sod Show number 199. Yes, we are one show away from 200. And say good afternoon, Peter Donegan.
Brian Green, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm very good. It's good to be talking to you again. Missed you last week. Where were you?
I was working in a garden in Monkstown, Brian. That's where I was. And you were on your holidays, I believe. As I heard, I actually listened to you for the first time. I'll have to admit, not live. I was in traffic on the way home. I pressed play on the iPhone and threw it in just underneath the radio, which meant I didn't have to listen to people talking about politics and the economy. I got to listen to you talking about Kew Gardens, which is brilliant.
Yeah, you're going to have to head over there with a recorder, Peter, yourself, because what you would get out of it is so much more than what I'd get out of it, because I'm the old, you know, where's the armchairs? Can I sit down in one, please? You know, and you'd have all the technical questions for the buffins out there. Did you learn anything from it?
I think the first thing I said to you some weeks ago when you asked my advice, I said rip up the rule book and rip up the map guide, and it came across as though you did that, and you were fascinated. I was fascinated by the fact that you were fascinated by things that I would never have been be fascinated by, if that makes in any sense at all to you. But it was, you know, if you walk through as you, and you walk through as me, and you walk through as, let's say, James Wong, you'll get, I said this to you before, you'll get three different aspects on it, and I would be looking at the botanical names maybe rather than what you saw, which was immediate beauty, and I'm glad that you took that from it, and I enjoyed. In fact, I probably would have rather listened to you going through Kew than listen to me, if that makes sense.
It does, and I hope the listeners liked it too. I tell you what, we have an action-packed show today. Well, a content-packed show, because we've got so many things to get through. I think we've a long list, so we better get going on it.
Yeah.
The first thing I want to talk to you about is HortiTrends.com. They've come out with a survey of sorts to do with the DIY market still holding its own?
No, it's not that HortiTrends came out with the survey. It's that HortiTrends, and for those who aren't aware, HortiTrends, I think it is .com, that'd be Joseph Blair, and with Barry Lupton by his side, Joseph and Barry would. Barry would be the editor, and Joseph obviously is the brains behind the scenes of it. They would run Horticulture Connected, which is Ireland's only trade, horticultural trade magazine. So they have published a press release, or a press release of stats by Board Bia. So for those who aren't aware of this press release, Brian, can you read or give me a synopsis of what you see there?
Okay, I'll read it if that helps. But market research carried out by Ipsos MRBI on behalf of Board Bia on the size of the gardening market in Ireland in 2014 has shown that the value of plants purchased for the DIY grow-it-yourself market was €14 million. Wow. They have stats here on each part, and the value of the market, €14 million, purchasing occasions, almost 1 million purchasing occasions. Incidence of purchasing herbs, fruit and vegetables for planting in 2011 was 5%, down one in 2014 to 4%. But the big jump for the main products purchased, herbs, 33% in 2011, jumping up to 56% in 2014. That's kind of top of the pops. The next one down is salad, vegetables, lettuce, tomatoes and cucumber, 13% in 2011, jumping to 24% in 2014. So and it goes down and down and down. It's very detailed.
It's extremely detailed, but the biggest thing, Brian, in the grow your own market is the herbs one. Now, if you take, obviously we've got 100%, and 54% of what is considered to grow your own market is herbs alone, And if you then break it down, Bobby Brown, into what I believe they give as the percentage of sales to do with root crops. And for those listening at home, this also includes fruit trees, fruiting bushes, fruiting plants, fruiting whatever the case may be. So herbs are just 54% of it. The major stat that is in there is outside of the 54%, 13% are to root vegetable crops. I'm open to correction on that one. But that means carrots, in short, potatoes, anything like that. And maybe there's a little bit of what you would see in the supermarkets, and we've had this conversation before, that where you can buy, let's say, 1 litre of potato seed for $2.99, there was a point in time within the last 12 months, 24 months, where you could buy 5 kgs of potatoes, my apologies, for €2.50, €2.49 as well. So maybe there's an element to that in there which has changed things, but also you'll find grow your own herbs. They're less labour intensive and they're the ones that you are almost guaranteed to use.
Yes, you're absolutely spot on with the top one. And then there was three in 2011 that were kind of joint on 13%, which was the salad vegetables, the leafy greens and the root vegetables. But the root vegetables has jumped to 16%. The leafy greens has jumped 1% to 14%, and the salad vegetables are up at 24%. So it's stuff that people can actually use and put on the table, which shouldn't be too surprising, because it's grow it yourself so that you can enjoy it yourself.
It is, but there's also, I think, a little bit of logic. I think people have become a little bit more educated, Brian, on growing your own and you know, where it's gone wrong and where it's gone right. And I think there's also a little bit of maybe allotments aside, there's a lot of people just using the kitchen garden and realizing that if you work maybe from 7-8 in the morning time and you have kids until 9 o'clock at night kind of thing, then there is a big difference between what is considered agriculture or farming or growing your own in that department, and equally having a bit of crack and having some chives and some mint and some coriander outside your back door, you know, that you're going to use nearly every single day of the week. So look, there you go, it's all good, but an interesting report, and we'll have that up on sodshow.com, or at least a link to it as well.
It's Seachtain na Gaeilge an ish. Conas a thought to Padder.
Tom Gohanawa or Fad, Brian, August 2 fain?
Time Gohanawa. It was 3 week last week.
National 3 week indeed, yes.
Yes. I'll just jump back to Seachtain na Gaeilge. It's Ireland. So when you have St. Patrick's Day, it's a whole long week. When we have Seachtain na Gaeilge, which is a week of Irish, it's actually a fortnight or 10 days or somewhere near around that. So time to brush up on the old Gaeilge. The reason why I mentioned Seachtain na Gaeilge is because heritage information that's come into the Sod Show via the OPW tells us that they are open for visitors free every first Wednesday of the month. So if you want to check out any of these great sites around the country, and some of them this Sod Show has been already at. And one I was just looking at here was, remember about 4 years ago we went to Old Bridge Estate in County Meath, Battle of the Boyne?
We did indeed, Brian. They had a country fair on, if I remember correctly, and it was myself and a few others speaking at that. But there's a very long list of buildings and properties and parks and lands that the OPW would own, stretching all over the country from Kerr Castle, where I have been before, all the way down to Old Bridge Estate in County Meath, which is a wonderful place to go. They do tours, they do the whole lot, and they are literally offering this to anybody who's in the country, literally free, gratis, for you to go and see and get a tour around, which is great to see. There are also places, I should add, that they own, like the War Memorial Park in Island Bridge, amongst others, and they also own the Phoenix Park,
which you don't have to pay into, but Kilmainham Jail you could go to.
You could indeed, yeah. There's lovely grounds there as well.
You could go to, let's pick something else that the people of Dublin who are listening to us on the FM could go to in the Dublin area, the casino in Marino.
Wow, fine place indeed.
Dublin Castle State Apartments. There's just a wealth of places here, and you can check that out at facebook.com/thesodshow, and it's heritageireland.ie is where you'll also get the information. First Wednesday of every month, You have no excuses because you can access these places for free. And you're very welcome to. Tell them the Sod Show sent you. Why not? Something the OPW don't control is Lizardell House. But Lizardell have been in touch with us and they're telling us about Easter. They're open April 2nd to 12th with a very special. You can access for 12 quid for adults and 6 quid for children. And they've got some great stuff from a kind of the tea rooms. They've got a World War One exhibition and paintings. They've got the Yates Gallery. They've got the Markovitch Gallery. There's lots of things on over the Easter time at Lizardell House. How long are they back open, Peter?
They're open a couple of months now, Brian, but while you're on the subject of things to see and do at Lizardell, word to the wise, give yourself a good, and I mean a good afternoon, as in a kind of a 10 a.m. to kind of 3:30 p.m. kind of a gist. The Alpine Garden of note there is not to be missed. And Lizardell House, if you check out their Facebook page and their Twitter account, it is absolutely stuffed with photographs of what not and what to do. They're also responsible for the, or involved with, and responsible for the largest collection of, it's the largest privately owned collection of potatoes in the country that I am aware, which is Lizardell Langford collection. Dermot Carey would have had, former guest of the show, he would have had a good involvement in that over the years, and I would have met him at many potato days up in Sonarta Ecology Centre that we would both know. They also, correct me if I'm wrong, and you might be able to give me the dates on this one, Brian, they also have a summer garden, what I would call for now a summer garden fair, if that's okay.
Lizardell Country Fair, the 13th and 14th of July, featuring garden displays, food village, trap rides, dog show, fun fair, children's games and activities. You get the picture. We might be guilty of being too familiar with Lizardell and not tell the listeners exactly where it is, Peter.
Lizardell is down in the Yates County of Sligo. It is a absolutely wonderful place. Do go there. Stay longer. We had them on the show, or at least they were noted on the show some years back during their closing. They are back open, and so only positives shall be mentioned today. Go check them out at Lizardell House. Just Google Lizardell House and you will find all of the details up there.
They're open for the Easter, and then they've got that fair in July 13th and 14th.
They do indeed. Cracking place to go. Stay longer. Love Sligo.
Let's move down the coast, Peter, from County Sligo to County Clare. Clare Garden Festival runs again, but this year they're planning big things. What have they got on?
Clare Garden Festival, the lovely Carmen Cronin down there and her bunch of very, very merry men down in Clare. Not to be missed. It is one of my all-time favourite garden shows around the country. Amongst the many things, I think, and advantageous to the, you might say, the likes of me, equally the likes of yourself and Miss Green, if you were to go away for a weekend, Brian, is that you actually have that little bit more time to go up to the growers or to the gardeners or to the garden people, the people who are talking, and say, how are you doing? Would you like a cup of tea? Can I talk to you after? I went down and I did, I think, 2 talks down there last year. And I literally came down the night before and I stayed just about the whole day from 6, I think it was about 6 o'clock, half 6 when I left to go home. But this year they're going a stage further and they are building a bloom style, as they note in their press release, a bloom style show garden at Clare Garden Festival, which is great to see. So it's kind of had that, it's still a very young festival. I think it's 3-4 years old at this stage of the game, or will be this year. So to see it go from, you might say, a spin-off from what was an agricultural show, and Carmen Cronin, Carmen's a former guest of the show as well, and a very interesting interview if anybody wants to delve back into that. She'll tell you where it all started herself, but that I'm aware, spin-off from an agricultural show to come to its own, stand on its own 2 feet, to 3-4 years later with support from our good friends at Bloom and Gary Graham and the guys at Board Bia, to have their first inverted commas show garden built as versus a display garden for people to go down and see. So it's going to be great to see, and it's just you know, notching it up a little bit. It's kind of a la what's happened with one you maybe I would identify with better, Brian, but the Spirit of Folk Music Festival, and you'll remember that going from year 1 to year 4.
Yes, indeed. And the details on this is they're in Ennis, County Clare, and it's Sunday the 26th of April. And if you want to check this out more, check out claregardenfestival.com, where you'll see a sketch of the show garden that they're planning, and you'll also see a picture of aforementioned Gary Graham and mention of Burns Smokehouse and Shannon Side and all our friends that we know down in the Clare region. Peter.
Brian.
It's time for Song of the Week, and I think it's back to you for a choice of song.
Yeah, this is purely coincidental that it's got a horticultural connection, but I was goofing around on the guitar late last night, and I mean late, cup of coffee, head done in, one of those moments, and I started playing Every Rose Has Its Thorn.
We both lie silently still in the dead of the night.
Poison and Every Rose Has Its Thorn, a choice of music by Peter Donegan. But it's not something I wouldn't have played myself back in the day. 30 years later, I don't know. But anyway, Peter, we've tweeted in from Paul Martin, Paul B. Martin on Twitter, at Paul B. Martin. And he says, hi guys, our garden representing Ireland at the RHS Press Office, Hampton Court, on the 25th anniversary, and a lovely, it's radio, I can't do the photograph, but you have to go to Sodshow, at Sodshow on Twitter to see this. It's absolutely lovely. Is that his concept? Is that what he's going to put in there?
I'll be dead honest with you, Brian. I'm unsure. We put out a note late last night. I can't remember what time. I think I was reading Ella a bedtime story, and she dozed off, and I was afraid she'd wake up. Ella's four, for those who aren't aware. And Paul's note came in, and so I'm unsure of the full gist of the story. I know Paul extremely well from Bloom. When I did Bloom year one, Paul also did a show garden in Bloom. When I did it year two, Paul also did a show garden in Bloom. So he's a very well experienced garden designer. I know he's done UK shows before, and I know he's back again this year. With a garden. I've asked Paul to send us on more details, and look, we might try and get him on the show if we can to discuss a little bit further. In the meantime, I guess the politest way to answer your question is, why don't we embed the tweet up on sideshow.com, and you can in the meantime ask Paul yourself, and let's see if we can get him on the show. How's about that?
Sounds about right. It's just before Patrick's weekend, a couple of weeks before, and the press release machines have started churning, and they're all coming in. The Bloom Fringe is back.
Bloom Fringe. Bloom Fringe is a great one. Started Marion Cho, one of the girls I know behind the scenes in there. I say girls, ladies. And Bloom Fringe kind of reminds me of the Edinburgh Fringe. And I remember Eric Lawler, a good friend and comedian, was heading across to do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, or the Edinburgh Festival, I'm confused as to which now, apologies Eric, and I started to read up on Wikipedia of how the Edinburgh Fringe actually started, and it was when people went across to do the Edinburgh show and they couldn't actually get a gig, so they decided to go in and do gigs for free on the sides or on the peripherals around the outskirts of Edinburgh, away from the main stadia, you might call it. And Bloom Fringe has kind of followed that, something similar. Now I know there's a Chelsea Fringe, coincidentally. I don't know which came first, the chicken or the egg, or the Bloom or the Chelsea Fringe, but I know there is one of them that exists as well. If I'm quite honest with you, if you own a small garden, if you're a little bit quirky, if you're a little bit different, if you're not into seeing 50,000 euro gardens plus going all the way up, they've readings in coffee shops, they've talks in coffee shops, they've taken a little bit of what I know some, and again Marion Cho again has been involved in, which is the parking day, where they take over car parking spaces in Dublin city centre and put in wee little garden displays to that size. They take side alleys down off Grafton Street and Georgia Street, and they tart them up like there's no tomorrow, and it brings a little bit of vibrancy to the outskirts of, you might say, what is Bloom, which is based in the Phoenix Park, and it brings it into the city centre. So it does it in a kind of an urban, you might say like an urban farmer, good mate Andrew Douglas. It does it in that kind of a sense rather than in the, you might say, formal garden sense. It's good for both sides. It's good for Bloom. It's good for Bloom Fringe. The two of them work both in tandem with each other, and they both have the backing from each other, which is great to see. Great show. And we'll have hopefully have Marion up on the show this year.
If I were to describe it in a few words, it's like the Reclaim the Streets people meet the colour and vibrance of Pinterest.com meets the creative arts of Dublin City, and they throw it on, and it's all about colour and outdoors and fun and energy. Is that it?
Yeah, well, there's no medals attached to it, Brian, or I'll rephrase it, that seriousness, that athleticism, that taking 4 weeks off work and almost going bankrupt, which I would have put myself through, that working seriously hours, man-hour units around the clock for months on end, not just the 4 weeks in the lead-up to the Build of Bloom, but it takes that out of it, and it kind of brings a lot of fun. So yeah, fun, smiles, there's no wrong, there's no right. It's not always about the correctness of horticulture and being so particular to the nest that will achieve medals and keep sponsors happy. It's more about the vibrancy and laughs and going and see that talk. And yeah, think again Edinburgh Fringe, except with gardening.
If you want to get in touch with Bloom Fringe, it's bloomfringe@gmail.com. They're bloomfringe.com on the internet, at Bloom Fringe on Twitter, and Bloom Fringe Dublin on Facebook. Also, somebody you know and I know, but we don't know that we both know this person, is Angela McNulty, Angie from Temple Street.
I know Angie extremely well.
You didn't know I knew her, though, because I did a lot of work in the past with Temple Street fundraising, and you do it every year. You go to Inishmore. Tell us about it.
Jess, I'm off again. I think it's my fourth or fifth year to head to the beautiful island of Inishmore. For those listening, all my friends have gone somewhere else. They've got a party on that weekend, and it appears as though I'm heading on my own, and I don't want to. And that sounds like a Billy No Mates. That is exactly who you're listening to talking right now. So look, if anybody wants to go to Inishmore, to walk an island, and maybe have a few beverages. I prefer the beverages a little bit much more to the running, so I tend to walk it and basically take my time and get to see the beautiful scenic island that it is. For those outside of Ireland, Inishmore is much famed for its Father Ted connection. It is the island that you see at the opening credits. You will not find a more beautiful place in the world outside of other places in Ireland that may be listening to the Sod Show. But at the same token, and I know we've had Inishmore or connections and people from Inishmore on the show for the last 3 years, so I want to do that again. But if you're looking for a lift from Dublin, I'm your man. Just give me a call or drop me an email, and we'll figure it out, and we'll put you in touch with Angie, and we'll make it all happen.
And the reason
you've got to, reason is to raise money for Temple Street. So you've got to raise a few bobbles. Not a whole lot of money, but you know what's money.
But the real reason that Peter walks it and doesn't run it is because it's very difficult to conduct an interview while you run on Inishmore, but if you walk Inishmore, he can conduct an interview and get some content for the Sod Show, which you will hear right here in a couple of months' time. We're out of time, Peter. It's been the fastest half hour of the week.
Again.
Just time to thank our sponsors, Greensacks, and they're available on the internet at vivagreen-greensacks.com, the new domain.
You didn't say hyphen, Brian.
I didn't say hyphen. Well, I do it with hyphen instead. It's Greensacks, and they're available on the internet at vivagreen-greensacks.com. We'll have to sort out with the guys. What is it? Is it a hyphen or is it a dash? Thanks to Katrina Redmond on the blogs, as always, keeping us up to date with all our text at just on Friday afternoons there. If you go to sodshow.com, all the information on today's show is in text there with links, so you can't miss anything. And who else do we have to thank, Peter?
Hey, everybody for listening, my man. Everybody for listening.
It's show 199. What about 200? What's special for our fourth year on the air?
I'll be on it, Brian. You'll be on it. Katrina might make us cake. We can't have cake on the air, but you know.
Okay, until next week at that time, 3 o'clock. Do take care and have a great week. See you, Peter.
See you, Brian. Bye.
Bye.